hi, everybody. Good evening. And today is Saturday. We go to the Lightship, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're going to have a wonderful program. They're all wonderful, but this one here will probably be even more because we go to the Lightship. So today is 7/11/2015. That's July 11th. We're going to clear today and also tomorrow, which will be the 12th, which is Sunday. So let's clear away these energies. And these are like the key words, so we're going to get rid of these for you. So maybe you have a better day. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's energize the light beam. We'll do all these at one time. So here we go. So using the word stronger to do that. You're going to have 9 light beams coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And make sure that you're all here. So I'll check your finger, index finger, and move it and see if it is directly in front of you. It should be. So if not, we'll bring you back into the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's see if... Our co-host is out there. I'm sure she is, and she's right here, I'm sure. So, Kathy, are you there? Are you here?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm here. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is Saturday, July 11th, 2015, and you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio, Station 2. And we take questions and suggestions to Ron during this program, and they are answered or directed to Ron live. And if you would like to do so right now and want to maybe relay a situation you're going through to Ron, you can write to him at the usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can, from the BBS Radio Creation Lightship Healings page, Station 2, you can write to him from that. If you're on a computer, just click the Fast Chat or BBS Fast Chat link that's towards the bottom, and there's one on the side of the page. And that will take you to a form you can fill out that goes directly to our inbox. So we'll be watching for those and read them to you, to Ron, when they arrive, as we are able. So, Ron, you cleared the dates of 7/11, which you said was a key word, and I thought that was so true because we're so used to seeing the word 7/11 in the United States, anyway. That's a common number you see in certain corners, certain shopping centers, or it's a place to buy gas lots of times. So there's lots of associations with the number 7/11. And as you mentioned, the natal barcode clearing is one we use to clear numbers that are used to track us. So I always like that 7/11 because it has a ring to it, and it just seems like it's, maybe not just attractive to us, but maybe to the UTTs as well.
Oh, UTTs, yeah.
So thank you for clearing that energy and tomorrow's energy also. And some questions have come in and some comments already, so maybe we could get started.
Okay, will do.
A listener wrote to you in June, and then she wrote back with more clarification. Ron, she's been doing some work on herself. She's made some discoveries. And using your clearings on your website, creationlightship.com, she has come to a point where she's made some real progress. Now, her letter's a little long, so I probably can just edit it to the best of my ability to make it recognizable to her and understandable to you and the listeners. So just the key points that she mentions is that she was trying to clear negativity. And this is an ongoing thing, of course. She went into past lives, portals, and it wouldn't leave her. She was also talking to her spirit. So she'd done a lot of things as well as the clearings. She just, her goal was to have light, to be of light and have a light experience and not be living in negativity. So she discovered collective consciousness and tried to clear that. And she discovered that she could work toward unconditional love. She wants to clear negative energy so that she could become more into her own peaceful self rather than just struggling with negative energy around her in the mind matrix we live in. So she believed she might have released a lot of judgment from herself, from her body. And so how she did it is through psychic billboard mind projection clearing. And she used the timeline crashes. She wrote, specifically she wrote to the light beings, please clear all the negative psyche from the collective unconsciousness in my energy from when I first came to this planet to the present moment. So she wanted them, obviously, to replace it with source energy. She wants to also release multiple personalities that she feels we all have. You know, the different personas we project. So she'd appreciate your comments. She'd kind of like to know maybe how she's doing and if that was basically it. Did she do it right?
Okay, well, you can't really put into the entry boxes to clear everything because you have to go one moment at a time. So what you could do is maybe pick out the times that you know that you were very negative and put those in first. But a lot of times, you may not even know when that was. So all you can do is work with the present moment and go back. And you just can't go back to your birth or anything like that or into all past lives because it's, there's no way to grab anything because it's not going to work. You need to bring a situation forward, judge that, and then replace it with peace. That's sort of how you may wish to do the clearings. That makes it a lot easier. So just go on and just keep working on it and look at situations that you might be dealing with and just slowly release them. So to do the timeline crashes or whatever else you're doing and release them that way. But you can't really put in to release everything because it doesn't work that way. And you know, you could maybe go back maybe, I would say, at the best, you know, maybe a week. But remember, you have to look at everything is in the moment. So you have to pick a situation in the moment to go back to release out of you. It's not like having a large blackboard going from your birth to now and you just want to erase everything off of it with the eraser. It doesn't work that way. You got to pick situations because it's in your DNA and it's coded in there. But, getting rid of the negativity to be more of who you are is what you're doing, and you're bringing in more of your spirit. I mean, do a clearing wherever you were blocked with that negative energy, which could have a life of its own, and that could even bring in entities, and naturally that's how you want to clear it out. So just keep doing the clearings and see where you are, and eventually you're going to find yourself in a lot more peace. That's kind of how I would look at the clearings and do them. As far as trying to go back to whenever, it doesn't necessarily work that way, and they may not have any success. So you just keep plugging away at it and put in things that you know is going wrong in your life or something. So back to you.
Ron, may I also add something?
Yes.
I believe that she's on the right track, clearing negativity. And that could be all kinds of situations. I also think that she's used the psychic billboard mind projection for that purpose, which has been advised by you, and we all have done that. And I think she's made a lot of progress in that sense. However, she doesn't really mention if she's done any of the recommended healings that are also that affect the bodies, the various bodies we have, spiritual bodies, emotional bodies. And so I just thought maybe I would suggest that, since that is the framework.
Good. Yeah, because you do want to clear that out of you. You know, you want to get those released first. So I'm assuming that she's probably already have done that. You need to start off with the emotions, because that's the main trigger point in this lifetime is your emotions. Everything stems from that as you become more emotional.
Yeah, because she mentions she wants to have light experiences without aliens and duality. And so, yeah, I think it would take ongoing clearings and a lot of them to really feel like you achieve that.
Yeah.
Okay, so listener, we want to thank you very much for sharing that and your progress, and you're doing a great job, and please keep in touch. And feel free to comment further if you'd like about this. Next question. Is it likely, Ron, that after doing several of the clearings, we stop experiencing feelings? This person's done 6 of the major clearings and maybe 4 of the minor ones. I don't know what they mean by major and minor. A few days ago, after doing a clearing, this person felt they were just there, and they had no feelings and very few thoughts. Your response?
Well, they're probably living more in peace. So as you start having and doing more of the clearings, all of a sudden you turn into very peaceful. For some people, believe it or not, that could be kind of scary because you're not used to having no feelings or maybe no reactions. And you might think that you're turning into maybe a robot or something because you're not experiencing, you know, these situations and things. But that's the good thing. So be very thankful that, you know, this is happening. So that's wonderful. Very, very good.
Yes, I agree. It must feel unusual.
Yeah. It does get that way.
I know. As we go along with our clearings, and we're with our usual friends or family, and they notice we're not reacting the same way, they begin to maybe project to us thoughts that we're strange. But actually, we're just in peace, and we like it there.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Thank you, Ron. So next question, is it possible to use the clearings to get rid of genetic disorders for serious conditions, such as glaucoma of the eyes, or even for psychological conditions such as addictions?
It's possible. I can't guarantee that you're going to have, you know, a result, you know. But, you know, the clearings, if you're dealing with a clearing that's connected to an illness, and the clearing that you're doing just happens to be like a timeline crash or just something sort of related, yeah, it's blocked energy. So look at the clearings as, do we have blocked energy here, or do you not have it? Okay, so remember, blocked energy is a negativity. And so, but just by doing a clearing, you could be clearing yourself up from many, many things that is with you now and or could be with you. So, yeah, you know, glaucoma is one thing. I work with people off and on at the expos, and I take cameras out of their eyes. They see better, and they wouldn't have a clue of having that. And it might make them think twice about what could be happening to them that they don't know anything about. So, you know, that's one thing. And that's probably the more far-out situations that I do with people is things like this here. But it's kind of what's happening to us. So, yeah, if you have a condition or something, know that it's caused by something. And what is it caused by? It very possibly is caused by you having blocked energy there, and the clearings can release the blocked energy, which can give you results. I'm sure everybody listening has had, in their own way of looking at things, you know, a miracle for listening to all these programs. You know, just having pain in your body, and I do a clearing just on the radio program here, and it goes away. Well, that's like a miracle clearing, and it worked. So, you know, you have to look at what we do and how fast these clearings work. And it just brings more spirit energy into your body. That's all that we're doing, is giving you spirit energy. Spirit is trapped, you know, and locked outside of you until you can open the door to bring it in, basically. And that's what we do. So as far as, you know, any type of situation that you're dealing with that's physical, you know, you could have assistance with that by doing clearings, yes, whether it's going to make you 100%. You know, nobody could even guarantee that, you know. So, but, you know, you have to look at it the way it is. Yes, it is definitely possible that you could have one of those miraculous clearings. And also, I will say, some people actually, in a sense, using the word, take to the clearings better than others. You know, it's hard to say. You know, I'm sure there's listeners out there who maybe have been dealing with a problem situation for a while, and they've been requesting and requesting, and nothing's happened. And somebody else comes on, and maybe you yourself have done a lot of clearings, and you go, man, I still got this thing. What's going on here, you know? And then you hear somebody else come out with a testimonial that they're a first-time listener on the show, and they asked for a clearing and for what they had, and then it went away, and you have that same issue, and they got cleared without even doing any emotional clearing. And you go, what's going on here? Well, it just depends how entrenched you are, you know, in that situation. You know, maybe you got, you know, really a heavy load on it, and somebody else had a very light load. And that's the hard part for me, is, you know, seeing these things happen, you know, to people. You know, I'd like everybody to have a healing, let's put it that way. Why some don't, it gets to be, you know, I can't use the word frustrating, but, you know, basically, like, wow, you know, wish I could help this person, and there's just so much blockages there in them that it doesn't happen. And that, for me, is very, very sad, because I don't, you know, not get into emotions too much, but I'd like to be able to help everybody listening out there and to get rid of what they have, their problems, and it doesn't always happen that way. Darkness has people, you know, more than others. So back to you, Kathy.
It's true. And the healings, though, the online healings give people hope and are very encouraging, even if maybe not there's no guarantee, or maybe even if they weren't 100% cleared, let's say. But because of the hope and the encouragement, I think some of the listeners like to clear not only themselves, but they're thinking of the future generations. So those kinds of physical and different genetic disorders that she mentioned, she doesn't want to pass on. So I think that's very honorable. However, like you said, there's no guarantee, but you do have those clearings that you intended for going way back into the lineage of the family heritage, the seven generation clearings. And that would at least maybe do a lot more for her than anything else that she might want to try. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that's correct. So don't give up. You know, and if you have done maybe, we'll just say, you know, 4 to 6 clearings, and, you know, you don't feel the results, then maybe the magnetic twisted body clearing might be what you would want to get into, as you may have some of your energetic bodies that's causing your problem that aren't in alignment with your spirit energy. And what that means is that all of a sudden, you may not be connected at all to healing that body, because the dark side, you know, did that trick on you, unfortunately. and took your energetic body sideways, and you can't get healed because of that. Nothing to do with the light and how the healings work, just that, you know, they need to be connected. Spirit can help you. If you don't have the alignment there of that, then very possibly, you know, you may have a situation to where it's not going to work until you have that one clearing. Oh, but definitely wait until you get maybe a half a dozen clearings before you do that. That one, so that you have a lot of clearings waiting to be, in a sense, finalized. And maybe they're working, I really can't even say that. I can't say 80% because you could have one body that's really out of whack. And by doing the clearings, you know, your body is cleared, but your spirit cannot interact with you. So all of a sudden, you wonder why it's not working. So, and that's probably the magnetic twisted body. And that's also available if you want to get a bundle. That might be an easier way to go about that. Get that body jumpstart bundle. Oh, back to you.
Next question. Ron, you have a long-time listener who is physically disabled, lives in a nursing home, and has written in to ask if you would do him a favor of clearing energy, an energetic clearing in his living space. He cannot type nearly fast enough to achieve it
The
way he'd like. There's been two deaths in the place where he lives, and both of the deaths were his close friends.
Oh, dear. Okay, here we go. So let's clean the entities out at first. So here we go. One. Oh, there's a lot there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's clear the space of maybe trauma energy, something like that. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, wow, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man, what? A lot there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Wow.
Boy.
Hey. Yeah, lot there.
Yeah, a lot there, and the person
thinking...
Well,
still dealing with it.
Okay.
Oh, holy smokes, okay.
Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, he really
back
appreciates it because knowing he's being that he's disabled, he just couldn't get a handle on it, so he really appreciates you doing that, Ron. Thank you very much. Some listeners wanted to pass on some interesting YouTube videos they found, so I'll just read them briefly. And it's a little bit of information they wanted to share, and if anyone would like this particular video, you can please write to clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight, and we'll be happy to forward it to you right away. Anyway, it's a video about time travel machines that was on CNN News. And so this listener wanted you to know that this high-ranked professor has been working on a time travel machine. And his invention would use a ring laser and Einstein's theory of general relativity. It would manipulate past, present, and future by twisting space. And along with it, time into a loop. So that's the announcement on the CNN video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sort of makes sense. I had to take the energies of Jesus 2,000 years ago and use that energy. I kind of like stumbled upon that, not having enough power or energy here, being here alone. So what I had to do is able to anchor back to that energy 2,000 years ago, and I could, and I called it like, you know, it's like folding time over itself. So I had both ends connected together, so it would be like a loop, and I'm able to bounce back from 2,000 years ago to here instantly, to see things and to do healings and things. So that's what I've been doing. I don't know, maybe 10 years, I guess. So because it's really strange just being here and like being planted here, and there's no real, I don't know, like backup. You're kind of like you're a cork out in the ocean, you know, and this way I could at least time jump from there to here and go back and forth, and to take that energy back then that I used and the energy now that I have, and to be able to combine them to heal myself too at times. So I could use that energy back then and use it now at the same time. So along with seeing what got in the way, we'll say, over these 2,000 years, how things got twisted. Anyway, that's just a little information there. But yeah, I can understand. I just called it folding time. So I was folding time over. So it's just like you had a piece of paper and you folded it in half. That's how I would perceive, you know, that was working. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, good. Well, another piece of interesting information in the news that another listener sent. It's about us living in a hologram. And there's a, this listener sent a video. It's about physicists actually believe that the universe we live in might be a hologram. And there's a, it's not far-fetched, they say. And they go on to explain it totally. And they have pictures, video, everything. And so seems like they're onto something. In addition to the discovery of the black holes, they're just going way beyond explaining things on how it could be a our life here could be a hologram. Yeah, beyond the 2D. Anyway.
You can see that if you see a car landing next to you, you know. Oh, that can be situations that you wish you didn't have, you know.
Yeah. That's why you have that healing, the free healing that Ron has on his website, Alien Holographic Reality, because we are living in holograms. So again, if any listeners would like to see this further, and it's pretty easy to understand, it's well done. Kind of a video explanation here. I'll be happy to forward it to you if you ask for it tonight. Okay, so, and I'll forward it to you as well, Ron, for your interest.
Okay,
next question. Someone's asking if they should timeline crash their medications. They want to try to get it out of their system. They have to take the medication. Is timeline crashing it a good way to get it out of the system?
Oh, dear.
Their body.
Boy, that's a good
their
one.
Energy field. How about the one healing you have, the special healing, Ron?
Yeah, you might try that. Boy. You may need the medicine, okay? So by doing a timeline crash, I don't know. I don't know if I can even answer that one. Boy. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, because
okay.
You may need to have the medicine, and if you do a timeline crash, it could disappear.
Okay, if they don't need to have
timelines.
It, but they're taking the medicine for some other reason, how about that?
Yeah, so very possibly it could get it out of your system, and or it could get you away from those timelines. That'd be a good thing, getting rid of those timelines that are causing you actually need more of the medicine, maybe. So, you know, let's kind of look at the positive end. So let's look at that way. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you. And now there was a question last night, and I'm sorry I missed the question, but it has to do with a daughter's apartment. I guess there was a vortex in it, and you made a suggestion to do the, you were suggested for her to continue to do the space clearing on and off with the planetary, the planetary clearing for vortexes. So she's done that. And now she's put up the alien hologram clearing we just mentioned, and she wanted to know if that would bring back, I know this sounds kind of strange coming, you know, from yesterday's program when I didn't quite catch it all, but apparently there was not a back staircase or a back stairwell wall, and she's wondering if the hologram clearing will bring back the stairs in the hallway.
Yeah,
or will it make it completely disappear? It's not there, actually.
Well, that's a possibility. It could. So let's just say that let's switch it over to something that maybe isn't maybe as traumatic as that. You know, to seeing part of your house disappear would be very traumatic. Let's just bring it into, you know, maybe one of your shoes is missing, okay? And naturally, you know, you normally would take your shoes off in the same location. Oh, did that get stuck into a ley line someplace on a different hologram? And even though they could have been, you know, maybe 3-4 inches apart when you took them off, all of a sudden that hologram never got copied. And so when the next alien race got it and they did a copy and paste, they didn't see the shoe there because it wasn't there before. And they keep bringing back the hologram with only one shoe there. But the real hologram has both of them. Okay. So that would be the now one, hopefully. Okay. So looking at that, if you keep doing those crashes on the holograms and or timeline crashes, about having your shoe being misplaced, then all of a sudden your shoe may just pop back into place. So for that, that could be a very positive thing, especially if you all of a sudden see it appear. They normally won't scare you. Somehow they'll maybe bring it back when you're not there or you wake up in the morning and it's there. They might even do something to your brain, your mind, or your thoughts or something to where you may think that it was there all the time, you just missed it, and you're not that paranoid. Otherwise, you know, if you were full consciousness, you're probably pretty angry that somebody took it from you, number one. And they probably wouldn't like that, but they could use your energy. And or, you know, you may just really kind of freaked out because all of a sudden before your eyes is something that was there that you looked for a long time. It should have been there to begin with. Even worse if it just all of a sudden you closed your eyes and opened your eyes and up, voila, there it's there, you know. Well, then you're kind of getting into the other stuff of the high magic, we'll call it, that people have been taught to use and things like this here where they can levitate people and things and everything else. Have things disappear. So that's sort of was taught here with the energies on how to manipulate and use timelines. So that's what I'm sure they're using. And to the average person, you're not seeing the glitches, but they know how to work in between the spaces on the timelines to have things disappear and to bring forth an illusion. That's what they call it. This is an illusion, but it's real where you are because you're seeing it. But, you know, they're working with that energy to eliminate timelines and or what they choose to do with it. So that's how those things sort of work. But all that is done with timelines. look at it now, you see some kind of magic thing going on. You go, ah, that's a timeline. They're able to use the timelines to have things disappear and reappear. Oh, not saying that everybody can do that, but they're kind of schooled or taught that. So that's the way things work. So, yeah, by doing the holographic clearing, and that's a free clearing, you could very possibly have something reappear again. And maybe they're blocking it out of your vision. So that's another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Yes, absolutely. She also mentioned that her landlord said the person who lived there before her daughter disappeared and vanished into a timeline. Must have been into a time like you were describing.
Okay. So that gets the listeners listening, that gets pretty sci-fi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's, and that's probably all real, you know? So
yeah.
For most people, it's like, well, I'm glad I'm not there, you know?
Yeah, and she wants her daughter to move out of this place, but she can't get her to move. She says her daughter's running a program, but she really thanks you a lot for your advice.
Yeah, so it's nuts. Yeah, I guess back to you. Wow.
Yeah, so here's some more from last night, the sci-fi night. It's a question. Someone was kind of pondering, how do the planetary creatures change humans from a human form into a clone form? Any idea, Ron? Any brief answer you might want to be able to give on that?
Okay, how do the planetary creatures shapeshift?
How do they change humans from a human form to into a clone form? I don't know, maybe.
Oh, okay, into a clone form. Well, first of all, it's an abduction process. So the original human becomes abducted. And then they make a copy of you, just make it very simple. They get a piece of your hair and they grow you in a factory, test tube baby, and then they speed things up. Maybe it takes them 2 days to grow you. And then all of a sudden they have a clone of you, and then they start working with that clone, and or maybe they put the artificial skin and everything else on that particular structure of you. May not even be you underneath. Remember, when things happen, like if you went to a doctor and they were to do an operation, you're going to look like you are human, you know, typically, okay? But they're bringing that into that timeline. So they're creating the movie set as the doctor's operating on you, okay? Let's put it that way. And so all of a sudden, nobody's alarmed. And behind the scenes, they may say, uh-oh, this person somehow lifted up something too heavy, and they hurt their back, and they were bent over, and they couldn't get up too well. And so what happened was they broke a hydraulic hose, okay? So we'll fix that. But the person down here, somebody rushes them to the doctor, the hospital or whatever, and they operate on them, and they do the x-rays. And so the aliens bring forth the x-rays of what the doctor wants to see. And they create that scene. Maybe they even do it out in space. They bring the doctor, the whole room of the nurses and everything else in that out into the Beyondo, into their own operating room, and they give them, download them with what they believe that they're seeing during this scene, and they were actually working on the person fixing their hardware and their hoses, and then back here they get beamed back, and everything looks like it's honky-dory. So the whole thing is all abductions. And, you know, it's kind of hard to catch them at it. We've been going through that the last week, where the days have been altered, and the aliens are trying to steal the Earth here and its inhabitants and belongings, we'll say. And a lot of them were doing this at the same time. So when you go, wow, what's going on here, you know, like I thought it was supposed to be 2 o'clock and the clock says that it's 1, and what's happening here, you know? Or, you know, you start thinking, wait a minute, you know, I have to go get groceries, today's Wednesday. And then you start to get into your car and you go, well, wait, today's Monday, what's going on? Why did I think it was Wednesday? That's because, you know, you have really no reference because they're changing all these holograms because they have to make it look like it's real here. And it's not, and you're not even here. You're on a fabricated planet, and you have all these alien races trying to keep you still alive in your life form that you have so they can bring you back here. Otherwise, if you were to vanish, then you wouldn't come back, and they want you to come back because they want to live off your energy here. So that's sort of what's happening. And that's probably, hopefully that answers the question of what's going on, because that's what is going on. Things are changing that quickly right now. Hopefully it'll be over pretty soon. It might be over tonight. I don't know. I don't know how long that window has been open for that. So back to you.
Well, thank you for that insight, Ron. And the next question from the listener regarding planetary races wanted to ask you if it would be better to use the name planetary races instead of alien races. Refer to them as alien, as planetary races, because the media has slandered and overused the name alien so much that it almost seems to be an embarrassment. Any comment on that?
Yeah, you could do that, yes. So use the word huge, you know, mm-hmm. Unwanted universal travelers, you know. That may work too, but yeah, you could do that. There's nothing wrong with that because you are connecting to that energy, so no problem.
Okay, so he likes planetary races. Okay, that term. Okay, and someone has a suggestion for you for a film, Under the Dome, or a TV show, I think, are good episodes about clones, hatching people from eggs, and survival.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
When Earth's production of the food chain is dismantled, it gets better. And then he says, you always have to put these things into proper perspective. Oh, thank you. Yeah, Under the Dome, he says.
Does it say if that's a new series or an old one or anything like that?
I think we'll have to look into that. No, it doesn't say. It's just a short suggestion.
Okay.
So we'll have to look into it.
So thank you
all listeners for your comments and suggestions and some that just came recently just now over CLS questions to help other people. I will pass those on, so thank you very much. And some people have requested the YouTube videos, and I'll send those along at the conclusion of the program. Okay, so, Ron, this person said that has a question. He was tired and he lost weight, and he did mainly timeline crashes, about 8,000, and I guess he wasn't feeling good, and so he's still doing the timeline crashes. I think this is our friend from the Czech Republic.
Okay.
What I'm reading here is that he's done so many clearings, and I know he's written in the past, and it was very heavy for him last week when you were doing those clearings and battles. Anyway, he says he's feeling like he's losing time and space orientation, just as you mentioned, and also some connections for new connections. He has definitely stomach and head pain. So he is doing clearings, he's doing timeline crashes, but yet he's losing weight and he's still very tired. And so maybe you can suggest to him another course of action in timeline crashing or other type of healing, Ron.
Now let me think on that one here. The I may not be able to answer that right now, but what it sort of sounds like is they've done enough clearings, and they just need one more to make everything better, you know. I may not be saying that right. Maybe they exhausted all the clearings that they've had so far. And they know that they need something else, like that silver bullet, as they know that something is missing. So I could probably look at that. So I'll need to investigate, okay? We're planning to put up, kind of jumping the gun on this one a little bit here, but, you know, we just put up the one for the
alien baptism,
okay? And I'm having another clearing put up, and this will be in the free drop-down box, but it's not up this moment. Hopefully maybe tomorrow, but, you know, I'll have to do some checking. But it's going to be a clearing for the black mist energy. Alien black mist. And what that is, when you look up in the clouds, or maybe you're driving your car and all of a sudden you see this like black or dark brownish mist, looks like kind of like a spider web that you'd see in your attic, and it's kind of like floating around, you know, nothing's around it. Well, that's the black mist. And you also see it sometimes in the clouds when they're really dark in color. Well, that clearing is going to help to alleviate that. Black mist energy is very, very, very negative stuff. So that's about all that I can say on that, but it's hopefully it'll be coming up, if not within a day or two here, a lot sooner, you know, within a week here, I think. So I'm hoping it'll be up tomorrow, but maybe a week away. Keep looking off and on if you go to that page once a week, alien black mist energy. I'll do a sample for that for everybody.
Oh, that'd be great. I was just going to ask you.
So here we go. Releasing the energy. Oh, dear. So one, two, that's rough, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see how that is affecting you. Hopefully you feel a lot better. Oh, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. We'll be on the lookout for that new alien black mist clearing. It's free. Thank you very much. That's going to be, I'm sure, make a big difference. And I think we, 52 after, Ron, we might want to plan for our trip to the Creation Lightship now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so let's do that, everybody. So here we go. This only works live as you're listening on the programs, which is Saturday. If you're on an archive, then you need to come on the program live to go to the Lightship. Otherwise, you're going to feel that wonderful peace energy. So think of one particular situation that you're dealing with. It could be anything, but it's not emotional. It's just strictly physical. And it's not mental. It's a physical problem that you're dealing with. So here we go. Going up to the Lightship. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's some emotional bodies not wanting to release there. Very interesting. So now we're up there and going into one of the rooms. This is the room with the polar bears. We'll go into that room. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got deers, naturally. Everybody likes deers. So here we go, going to the deer room. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, and maybe where the fawns are. So that's your choice. So one, two, three, four, five. There's always three of them there. And we got, I guess, baby elephants here. Here we go. So stronger. Oh, boy, stronger. Yeah, that's heavy. Somebody has some really density there. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Must have some newbies on who have not had their emotional clearing. So here we go. Let's go into a room that the Lightship Choir is in. So here we go. So it's like a big theater, and they'll be singing to us here. So this will be a treat. So they're singing right now. We're in this room, so kind of enjoy music. And they're singing. You might feel densities leave your body right now. And beamed up, you know, continuously back and forth. And so you're completely out of time. For the darkness made time. The light never created time. So why you're feeling out of time. So let's go to another location. And let's go into a room that has, we have people who like the panda bear. So let's go into that room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll go into the crystal room. Well, here we go. So stronger. You know, I think we got some aliens listening. Maybe they could be even in your room. So let's do a clearing for the aliens here that are hanging in there, wanting to have clearings and probably to get the heck out of here. They're probably stuck in the duality and they can leave. They won't be doing the ascension, we'll say, but they can leave and they may be stuck on the earth plane. Here we go. This is for aliens listening. We'll see if your rooms lighten up. So releasing them now. One. Wow. 2, 3, 4, and 5. You have a safe haven, safe passageway back to where they're going to be going to. The lightship will put a defense fleet around them, so won't be grabbed by other aliens. So here we go. Releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's go to the tree room. And these are really tall trees, so it's kind of your choice of how tall and what type of tree you'd like to be around, and you can hug the tree. Three of them, so request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to the detox room with the blue mud. Oh, this is like a gel, but it looks like mud. And it's on you now, and you might feel your body changing as it pulls out toxins from it. And we'll go into the liver cleanse room and also the pain release room right now. So here we go. These rooms. So 1, rest your healing. 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into one more room. And a lot of people like little ponies. Here we go. The horse room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, it may be elephants here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, everybody, going to come back from the light ship, coming back down. Here we come. You're going to feel the energies kind of come around you as you come back. So count to 5 to be here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that felt pretty good to me. Let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's our 8-hour conference call where we get rid of alien critters. It starts on the Pacific Coast here. It starts at 10 o'clock. East Coast is 1 o'clock. We get rid of alien parasitic life forms. So if you happen to be on that the page yourself, the eliminating alien attack, that's the parasitic life forms, and we get rid of much more than what's on that page. I don't always mention what they are, but you just look at body locations, body organs, and whatever is there, we release. Get rid of their poisons, waste products, and you know, naturally the dead carcasses that died in you. Don't know about, or any of them you don't know about, really, until you feel better. So I'll just turn it back over to you again, Kathy, and see what you want to bring up here.
Yes, thank you. It does feel better, and sure, some of those alien parasitic energies have no name. Doesn't matter. And it's just really good to get them out of us because they're taking up space where a spirit should be. So we have one more question from a listener who is doing the space clearing, and she's really trying to clean up her home. She's put some thought into this. She wants to know if you would recommend that her home be decluttered or cleaned out before actually running the space clearing. So she's addressing the physical as well. Does it really make a difference? What do you suggest, Ron?
Well, let's see. The space clearings always work good. And so There is that thing that people think that a lot of clutter, things hide in it or covers them up. I'm not sure if that's a correct statement or not, but, you know, all spaces can be inhabited by something besides yourself. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. It's much like a wind, okay? You can feel the wind, but you don't see it, okay? And so we're in, you know, typically what we call the third dimension, whatever that would mean to you. Things are 3D, so you actually see things. And what you don't see could be more of a problem than what you do see. Well, the invisible is what you want to get rid of. So that's why we just did a clearing, going to the light ship for the aliens. That could be in your room. And that's probably why I was yawning a lot during the program. They wanted to get out of here and kind of get my attention. So that's what we're doing now in the sense of the cleanup here. I shouldn't use the word cleanup because cleanup sounds like you're almost done. So we are cleaning, getting rid of these races here that have caused problems with humanity, thinking that they own the people. Maybe at one point in time they did it when they brought them here, but that's been so long ago, you know, that it's not, you know, that we should all be, you know, here with free will, free choice, which is the way the planet was initially created. So holding that frequency, that energy, that, I hate to use the word mindset, but that's kind of want to be, you want to hold peace. So in order to be peaceful, then all that other stuff has to be out of here so you're not contaminating yourself by other people's thoughts and courtings and the alien agenda and stuff. The whole thing is we're getting this back into peace the way it's supposed to be. So I guess we got a couple of minutes, Kathy. Anything you want to add?
Yes, you mentioned that you were clearing aliens and on the space, things you can't see, and that was very heavy for you. And one of the listeners, while you were speaking, wrote in that while you were doing those clearings, they heard music. And they thought maybe you were playing the music. It was coming from their computer, you know, like they thought maybe BBS had interrupted you with music. So maybe someone's thanking you in a way, you know, playing some music for
you. Yeah, you never know. Oh.
Think of it that way.
Yeah, there's more that goes on that you don't see, you know? and you can't see music.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so, Ron, if they're running a space clearing because they want to clear out entities and things like that and negative energies, that seems to be the theme tonight. Can we think of some other clearings to suggest to people that, you know, for the invisible influences that are affecting us all? I was just thinking of maybe that planets and stars and vortex clearing that seems to follow.
Yeah, that one in the, you know, the Earth grid line, ley line clearing, whatever.
Oh, the barcode disconnect.
There.
Yeah.
That's another thing. They get you from above and below. So the below one is also a problem just like the above one is. So they can get you different ways. They can triangulate energies on you. If you feel like you're under attack, we'll say, hypothetically, maybe you're walking down the street to your car and you get kind of dizzy. What's going on here? Well, I told a story about the taxi cab driver that came to one of my workshops back in New York, and he said he used to get that all the time. He'd get, you know, kind of like forget where he was, driving people in the taxi or something like that, you know, or just felt like he was under attack. And so he put some tin foil, aluminum foil, in his baseball hat that he had on, and helped out a lot. So you may just try it just for the heck of it. Because it does work. I went to only one of these conspiracy conferences that was in, like, Santa Clara, I believe, a long, long time ago, probably maybe 2000 or something. And people there, these younger kids, maybe they were, to me they were young. You know, a lot of say that they were between 18 and 20, I think, and they had, you know, the tinfoil garb on, and it's kind of cute at the end. They were kind of bored because nobody listened to them and nobody knew. You know, this is all these people who are in the know, you know, all the headliners are there. It was, you know, a conspiracy conference back then. And so nobody's going by their booth. So at the very end, they got this aluminum foil, and the girls made, they went into like a, you know, someplace, and they put it all on their bras and took their shirts off, and the guys had like diapers on with this stuff, and they're walking around, and you know, they knew about how that can help them deflect the energy coming from the aliens to them, because that's what they were trying to tell people about. And they thought, well, we'll fix these people, that they're too whatever, too something, you know, to. And the truth, people wanted to hear more about conspiracies than real truth. And they, not that the conspiracies weren't true, but you get all these mental people, you know, et cetera. I won't go too far into it. But anyway, that's what they had on. And they looked very cute, dancing around and having these aluminum foil clothes on. And they got their point across. So some people may have thought they were nuts, but that's what they knew about, and they knew that it worked. So I guess our show is about over here, looks like. So let's do the mind heart drop, everybody. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head to become peaceful. This is what you're doing. Those thoughts are negativity. Dropping down. Counting from 10 to 1, so 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, going into your heart, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, should be peaceful. I'll turn it over to you for a moment, Kathy. Want to say anything? That will be signing off.
I just want to thank you also for the healings, and just received one comment from a listener who meant to be on your physical rejuvenation call today, was registered, but because of those timeline changes, missed it. And they can't even believe they missed it. They can't believe they forgot about it because they had wanted to be on it. But they'll be on it tomorrow.
Well, they were on it. Once you pay for it, you're on it. So even if you think you're not, you were. But yeah, that's what happens.
That's
that, you know, those timelines switch around and oh, that's a good indication of what's to be happening. So, blessings, everybody. We'll see you later, hopefully tomorrow, on the 8-hour conference call that we have. And if not, we'll see you maybe on BBS Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone. Have a great evening.